Khazar art, like that of the Bulgars and Magyars, was mainly imitative, modeled on Persian Sassanid patterns. The Soviet archaeologist Bader emphasized the role of the Khazars in the spreading of Persian-style silverware towards the north. Some of these finds may have been re-exported by the Khazars, true to their role as middlemen. Others were imitations made in Khazar workshops, the ruins of which have been traced near the ancient Khazar fortress of Sharkal. The jewelry unearthed within the confines of the fortress was of local manufacture. The Swedish archaeologist T.J. Arne mentions ornamental plates, clasps, and buckles found as far as Sweden of Sassanid and Byzantine inspiration, manufactured in Khazaria or territories under their influence. Thus, the Khazars were the principal intermediaries in the spreading of Persian and Byzantine art among the semi-barbaric tribes of Eastern Europe. After his exhaustive survey of the archaeological and documentary evidence, mostly from Soviet sources, Barta concludes, quote, "The sack of Tiflis by the Khazars, presumably in the spring of AD 629, is relevant to our subject. During the period of occupation, the Khan sent out inspectors to supervise the manufacture of gold, silver, iron, and copper products. Similarly, the bazaars, trade in general, even the fisheries, were under their control. Thus, in the course of their incessant Caucasian campaigns during the 7th century, the Khazars made contact with a culture which had grown out of the Persian Sassanid tradition. Accordingly, the products of this culture spread to the people of the steppes, not only by trade, but by means of plunder and even by taxation. All the tracks that we have assiduously followed in the hope of discovering the origins of Magyar art in the 10th century have led us back to the Khazar territory." End quote. The last remark of the Hungarian scholar refers to the spectacular archaeological finds known as the Treasure of Nagyszentmiklós. The treasure, consisting of 23 gold vessels, dating from the 10th century, was found in 1791 in the vicinity of the village of that name. Bartha points out that the figure of the victorious prince dragging a prisoner along by his hair, and the mythological scene at the back of the golden jar, as well as the design of other ornamental objects, show close affinities with the finds in Novi Pazar in Bulgaria and in Khazar Sharkal. As both Magyars and Bulgars were under Khazar suzerainty for protracted periods, this is not very surprising, and the warrior, together with the rest of the treasure, gives us at least some idea of the arts practiced within the Khazar Empire. The Persian and Byzantine influence is predominant, as one would expect. One school of Hungarian archaeologists maintains that the 10th century gold and silversmiths working in Hungary were actually Khazars. As we shall see later on, when the Magyars migrated to Hungary in 896, they were led by a dissident Khazar tribe known as the Khabars, who settled with them in their new home. The Khabar Khazars were known as skilled gold and silversmiths. The originally more primitive Magyars only acquired these skills in their new country. Thus, the theory of the Khazar origin of at least some of the archaeological finds in Hungary is not implausible, as will become clearer in the light of the Magyar-Khazar nexus discussed later on.